You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you are looking for something to do tomorrow night in Lincoln, I would encourage you to head down to Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill because they're starting off their coaching series of speeches. Nick Sainer, Big Spoon, will be the MC tomorrow night.
Walk us through this.
So Nebraska assistant volleyball coach Jalen Reyes will be at Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill tomorrow night. Not on radio. This is just a separate thing. You got to be there to experience it. You got to be there for an hour to hour and a half. Talking volleyball, taking questions from the fans in terms of the number one team in the country, undefeated Nebraska.
Wow.
The man who is on the court all the time, Jalen Reyes, will be at Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill. This is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Advisors tomorrow night. So if you want to stop by, there's no cost to get in. Just enjoy the show. Enjoy
Jalen Reyes. That sounds awesome.
At tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill.
Nice. And Swim is running it.
Swim's going to be the MC.
MC.
And there'll be more of these events in the next few weeks, next few months, but tonight is the first one. Or sorry, tomorrow night.
Is Hoiberg coming out?
I don't know about that. He might.
Sam.
I think they're sticking to coaches for this one. But
I think it's coaches.
Hey.
That's he's pretty... like a coach on the court.
Yep.
He is.
So. Like, were you that?
What's that? Kind of was, yeah. As an extension of my
dad. I know
dad.
I do this to
As
you
an extension
lot.
Of Ron,
yeah.
Yes.
You're a point
Absolutely.
Guard.
Absolutely, yes.
You're a point guard.
So if you want something to do tomorrow night, please stop by Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill. Sponsored by Alpha Wealth Advisors. It's Jalen Reyes on the stage from 7 p.m. to about 8:30.
Stuff's
talking
going
Talking volleyball,
yeah.
talking life.
Talking life.
Talking life. How about that one?
Get to know Jalen Reyes.
Yeah.
What are you doing financially?
Jalen also does the show on the ticket from 7 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. So tonight you'll hear Jalen Reyes on this on the station.
This is awesome.
Yeah, this is awesome.
On Servin' Volley is the name of that show. So there we go. Yesterday in Bill's Thrills, Bill made a case that nearly 40 teams have a chance to still make the college football playoff as we enter November, which is true and awesome. I would ask you, when you look at the rankings, how many teams have an actual chance to win it all? Reminder, last year, Ohio State was an 8 seed. Now, they were a very, very overqualified 8 seed, but they were an 8 seed and won it all. And so you had an example of a non-top 4 team winning the championship. When you look at the rankings right now, how many teams can you make a case for actually winning
To win the whole
it
thing.
All? Not just making the playoff, winning it all.
Well, Ohio State, number one, right?
Indiana, one.
But Indiana, Buckeyes. Yeah. I mean, the top 10.
Oh, come on, A&M. You have to put A&M there.
Yeah, A&M's 100%. There. Oregon's in there. I said Oregon has a chance to win it all. It'd be difficult a little bit, but I still have Oregon definitely has a chance.
So you think Oregon is a step behind A&M right now?
I do.
Today, neutral field, I'd probably A&M.
I'm taking A&M.
Probably A&M, yes.
I got to come clean on Marcel Reed. I expressed...
You really went after him.
No, I did not. I just expressed some hesitancy.
He's really good.
He's a little guy, but he's not that little.
His dynamic is it's unbelievable.
Oh, God.
The play he made on Perkins at the goal line, when Perkins was coming to knock him out at the goal line, he just stopped and went flying by. It was like, how can you stop that fast? And I don't put that on Perkins because no one's making that tackle in the open field.
He's really good. Are we missing somebody?
So I'm going to give you the rankings. Yes. You tell me if you think this team can or cannot win. I don't care about making the playoff. Can they win the championship?
Let's do it.
Ohio State.
Yes.
Indiana.
Yes.
Texas A&M.
Yes.
Alabama.
Ah.
Yes.
I'm going yes.
Yes. They get yes.
Oh. Yes. Do they have the run defense to hang in there for four games?
And do they have the run game is probably more than the run defense because they don't rush it very well.
So I'm iffy.
It's iffy, but I'm still going to say yes.
I'm iffy on Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia's fine. I struggle with putting Georgia as a champion.
I still say yes. They're good enough to win it. They can win it. Think about this. Oklahoma had struggled against Ole Miss on defense. They struggled. Ole Miss did a good job. Georgia didn't punt. Didn't punt against Ole Miss. Okay. So there's something out there. They have a chance, yes.
Oregon.
Okay. Oregon? Yes.
Yes.
How Ole Miss?
I think yes.
I'm going to say yes because I've seen enough defense, even though they struggled times, and Trinidad Chambliss, I just love. He threw for 300-some yards and rushed for, 50-something against the number one defense in the country. That's Oklahoma.
I mean, their one loss is to Georgia. It was a good loss. I mean, they're good. Georgia Tech at 8. Can you see?
I don't think they're 8-0. I want to say it. I want them to be there. I'm pulling for you. I'd say I don't think so. I don't think they can win at all.
I'm not big on that.
Okay, so you're saying no.
No.
Saying
no.
Now we're at 7 teams that can. I'll keep moving. Vanderbilt.
Seems like they could.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Seems like they got it.
They would be such a longer percentage. I'm going to put them in the yes. But it'd be, you know, we're not ranking a percentage, but I'm saying that you have to give them a yes, that they have a shot.
So we're saying no Georgia Tech, but yes Vanderbilt.
That's
so
what
we're
up
I'm to saying. 8 now. BYU.
You skip Miami, right?
No, they're up next. BYU.
I don't know enough about BYU.
They're 8-0.
So the quarterback, Bear, is playing unbelievable.
Bear Bachmeyer.
True freshman. They're playing really good. I have a hard time that a true freshman can win it all.
Got to go through a gauntlet.
Even with what he's getting done, but they have a really good chance at a bye. I mean, they have a really good chance of winning out. They might go 13-0.
You have to think about this through the lens of going through four games, right? And beating a top tier team four straight times. Like
so they
Ohio
haven't
State.
Felt that gauntlet.
I don't see it.
So I'm going to say no. I'm but so no. impressed.
Hey,
with
we're still
them.
In eighth then. So a couple more. Miami at 10.
Yes, I say Miami can do it.
I say no.
Oh, they got it up front, Bill.
They do have.
They're loaded up front.
Their line of scrimmage. I think they agree.
I think they can.
I give them a chance because they're so good up front.
You talk me into it. Okay. I'm with it.
That's 9 teams.
Yes. How about Notre Dame?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because think about that. Two really tough losses. Someone say, should they have beat A&M? Probably. Could they beat Miami 3-point at Miami if that game's in Notre Dame? Notre Dame probably wins it.
Okay.
But now I will say this. There's going to be a lot of pushback of them getting in the playoffs.
I know they might not make the playoffs.
They have a chance.
But they could win it.
And Carr is playing very well, and they're running the football.
Okay.
Now we get to the point where it's going to be tough to say yes. So we have 10 teams that can win. Texas Tech lost their quarterback, right?
Their true starter, I think, will be back. The guy they lost was the backup that came in and was starting. Oh. Yes, and so that's how it is. But still, they
don't see it.
I don't see it. No, not the gauntlet.
Tennessee.
Nope. Don't see it.
Virginia, no. Right?
Tennessee doesn't play. Their defense is not good. Yeah. Well, they can't make it through that.
Kentucky, Kentucky could barely get a first down against Texas, and they put up 36 against Tennessee.
They just don't have it.
Louisville? Winning it all?
Yeah, they can win a game.
Winning it all.
Yeah, winning it all. I'm going to say no.
Cincinnati?
No.
Oklahoma?
You're pretty much done.
That's it.
We're done.
So we have right now, we believe, 10 teams that can win the title. Recapping those teams. Ohio State, Indiana.
Number one. Ohio State's number one.
Right? Indiana.
Two.
Texas A&M. Yes. Alabama.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Yep.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Ole Miss. Yep. Not Georgia Tech, but Vanderbilt, yes. Miami and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's it.
I feel pretty good about that. You could kick Notre Dame and Vandy out, and I'd be okay, but I'm okay with them then.
I'd probably go the last in. This is like who is the last team into the field?
Yes.
To win it all would be Vandy for me.
Okay.
Maybe the last team in, but they've won games in different ways. If they somehow go to Texas, and I know but Texas has two losses. That's it. They're still alive. So they'll be very interested in playing Vanderbilt. If they go to Vandy and win, it would be remarkable.
God dang it, we're lucky.
Did you see the photo of Jimmy Sexton hugging Clark Lee at the 50-yard line after the game, just going like, ka-ching.
Ka-ching.
This is just Clark.
Payday.
Clark, we are printing money.
So he's
I'm going to put a bale of money in your backseat of your car when you get home. Just unload it for the kids. They'll love it.
If you put a list of Jimmy Sexton clients out there, you'd be astounded.
Oh, I think
he's still well.
I think it's 16. I think he has like 12 of the 16 in the SEC.
Sark and Kiffin.
So they're just, So he had Napier. He's out. But whoever goes in there will be a Sexton guy.
Sexton's probably a little too powerful. A little too powerful
Tell
for college
him
football.
Probably close to collusion,
face.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're like, but how about sometimes you're dealing with a job that's open and he's representing four of the people you're talking to? That'd be crazy.
No,
what if all of a sudden it's like, hey, I really want that LSU job. Well, that's good, but so does so-and-so and so does so-and-so, and I represent all of them, so I'm going to have to think through
this. That's what I mean.
It's very odd.
And Sexton's been that powerful for 20-plus years.
Yes.
I mean, you go way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.